Sync clap.
Sync clap. Good day. Hello. Good morning. If you're listening, welcome to Deeply Rooted Presents Black House Talk. Before anything, I just want to say thank you to everybody who's just continued to listen to all the podcasts, continue to check out all of the content on the websites, and please continue to do so. Please share, comment, you know, it's cool. I hope you checked out Youth Magazine, which is our latest offering. It's Deeply Rooted. It's edited by Zisto and Hope. They've done a lot of great work on it. Please check it out. I wrote an article too, Prof. I wrote an article about iOS 14. But the greatest company in the world.
I thought you were doing something official before.
This is the official thing, Pella. It's a non-official official thing. All right, I'm done plugging myself.
So now Silo's taking his hand at blogging.
Okay, yeah.
We have returned.
Black House Talk. We're alive. Yeah, we're on camera. Know. Hello. You can see in the middle. Yeah, we're not alone. Nah. We got the shadows. You know.
Sbonga.
Upgrade.
Yeah.
Am I blocking your face? I think I'm blocking your face a little bit. Don't block the face. There you
Sound
go.
Black the
we
face.
Got cool. Black House Talk.
Black House Talk. That's good. That's good.
Say
that's
Black
good.
House Talk now.
Black House Talk.
Thank you.
Yeah, man, we're back.
We're back. We got some video like we did last episode.
Yeah, we have an advert since the last time we spoke.
Yeah, it's been a while, guys. Sorry, it's the lockdown. We had to pay for all of this, so we're working our butts off.
That's good.
So we're finally back. We've been trying to find the perfect guest, and the perfect guest landed on our lap. We've got Zinhle Madela, who's a singer.
We're streaming her music on Spotify. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah,
the intro is fire, but anyway.
Yeah.
Ah, thank you so
How
much.
How you doing, madam?
I'm good. I'm excited. I'm excited to be here. Nervous at the same time.
You're nervous? Are you scared?
So the is that anxiety shaking it off?
Yeah,
it's nothing to be nervous.
Why are you here today? How did you start your life, and why are you here today?
How am I here today? Isn't today today? Or
you,
today?
You made a bunch of decisions that made you come into this room. What are those decisions?
Because I want to get to know people and to extend my contacts. I want to be out there and actually, you know, share my experience and express my music. So yeah, I'm here for my music. I hope that's why you called me.
Yeah, well, music and actual conversation.
Yeah, music. You look like a cool person. You thought we'd call talk to you. You look cool.
Cool, Emma. I feel like I'm very uptight. Maybe I should take off the jackets and just. Breathe.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, no.
Do you want to let us know where you're from?
Yeah, I'm from Emandeni, the north coast of KZN.
Okay, cool. Thank you for getting more precise.
Yeah.
For those of us not from Durban.
I wanted you from here going towards north, the first place of Orlando, when you cross that river.
So it's not a farm.
Emandeni, sorry?
It's not a farm.
Konama Famu, we have the suburbs, we have the estates, we have
Ilokishi,
Elokshin.
Elokshin, okay, cool. Like I feel like Elokishini. The only thing Durban adds as an extra dynamic in terms of where did you grow up, or what kind of world you grew up in is the farms. Because like Joburg is like, yeah, Elokshin or the Bebs, you know.
it's versatile.
I guess. I mean, yeah.
What?
No, I'm not saying anything.
Show me city a boy. In
this big city boy.
I'm a city girl too, but adult.
City girl.
Adult too.
City girl.
But I'm a farm girl, and then Elokshin
girl. Do you
know how to milk a cow? Do I know? No, but I was Teza.
Yeah,
what's your taste?
You look taste of it.
You don't even know.
I don't know, dog. I'm a model C, dog.
No, I gotta explain it in English. It's going and going to the woo, to the forest to fetch wood.
to the
forest to fetch wood, and then you put it in your head. And then you walk a long distance.
Is that why you need
to balance stuff on your head?
No, Uktez is like looking for right wood for that is good for the fire. So it must be dry. It must be hard. Yeah. Your tesa. So sometimes it requires you to break the tree if you see the right one.
She's dying.
Do you know how to tell the right tree now from looking at it?
Yeah, you must go for the old tree. You don't go for the fresh ones because they always wait.
Yeah.
So you go for the old ones because they're very dry.
You're out here killing trees, bro.
I know. You go for the old ones. But we don't waste. Yeah, we don't do it all the time. Which is something beautiful about in my farm. We don't like outsource kakhulu. There's limitations and discipline.
Yeah, well, to keep a balance in terms of the environment.
To keep the balance, yeah.
You've known this stuff.
How has that built you as a person, that culture?
Like I think it just balanced a lot in my life, understanding and learning how to fit in, how to understand any environment, because in my farm we used to go to visits. So we're only going for holidays.
So you used to go mainly to visit. So it's not like your number one influence.
No, it's not like that deep. But but sometimes you understood it's okay. Mofiga, my farm, you're the girl from Elokshin, so there's like some already.
So what do people think?
Yeah, that's like really like
standard,
yeah. Well, and then when you go to visit the suburbs, or maybe the cousins from the suburbs come and visit your nakhona, it's vice versa. Yeah, it's vice versa.
It's an attitude, it's a hierarchy.
You know?
So you're always stuck in the middle, where?
In confusion, in the mixture of everything.
So you get to experience both sides of the narrative.
Yeah. Yeah, but my young apaga kok sikishelwa the best blankets, you know, silalempete and silalago sofa, which it was like a big deal because kids, they sleep on the floor. And Magbogi TV, kids don't sit on the sofa. It's Avantabatala and Umatlambusun.
It's a hierarchy, man.
Yeah, bo. And then the other way around, you're the one sitting down. And then the cousins from the city, they're the ones sleeping on the bed. You have to sleep on the floor. Yeah, bo. So balance the things.
Yeah, you gotta be able to dish out and receive.
And receive,
It's balance.
Balance. That's what I learned. Balance.
So at what point did you start getting into music, though?
From a very, very young age. I think only last year I was fortunate to go see. My memory was like visiting me and moments of growing up. So my dad used to play a keyboard.
Yeah. Where was it, from the church originally? Or?
No, he was a disco DJ.
Disco.
Yeah.
The original house, Papa.
Like, the DJs. Wait, he was one of them.
How many siblings do you have? What is it, like 20?
No, he was a good guy.
Prof,
he was a
really?
Good guy.
Really?
I'm sorry. Like, he must have been like the rock star, you know?
He bloomed very late. Because right when he was, that's how he got my mom. Because my mom is like a yellow bone and Ubaba is like a darky.
So you have that game, man.
Tall.
You got the hottest girl in the hood, man.
Daddy was a rolling stone.
Original rock star.
So after that, he got married. So I think he behaved. So it's just the two of us from him.
Like,
but from
person.
Mom, it's like, mom was four of us. Mom was a girl. Was the girl. Was a girl. So dad was playing keyboard and he was the... So I think back then, the setup, looking at the pictures, it was the keyboard was the main instrument and he had disco lights. So mom tells me he would be hired with all the equipment. He had the equipment, the disco lights, plug them on keyboard. So for us, he used to play for us and for me and my sister, and he used to make us sing and all the songs.
He used to make you sing?
Yeah.
At what so age? It sounds beautiful though. It sounds like amazing memories though.
Yeah, it is. Because I think I started singing when I was in grade. Okay. I started taking music serious when I was in grade 9.
Yeah.
After dancing for Bongi Dube. So I experienced the stage. I experienced the fan. Yes, we were those girls.
I will.
So in grade 8, you were dancing.
Grade 9. Yeah. Well, was
609.
Dancing professionally. Professionally. And getting paid. And getting
grade 9. Sorry, what?
Yeah.
Damn, Bongi
Dube.
It was amazing. Bongi Dube was like a very like tiny lady, so she couldn't have people her age dancing for her because they were gonna look
extra tiny.
Yeah, they were gonna look bigger than her. So it was perfect to get youngings, you know. So we were the youngings, me and Lelo, my friend. Yeah, so we were those dancers. And
so I just want to know what happened to your money from there.
No, we got paid.
Did it go to you or did it go to your parents?
It got to us and then we took. Well, I mean, we gave our parents. We gave to mom.
Suckers.
All of it to your mom or your dad. Mom and dad.
Well, the first one I did. The second time,
mom, they only paid us 100, and then you like.
No, fortunately, Bootbaggy used to pay us good money because it was 500 per performance. Yeah. Imagine.
Hey, grade 9.
Imagine.
You were bowling.
Highball.
I'm fetching a
like I had all the pink 9. And purple things in my room.
I feel like
what does a grade 9 person want though?
Yeah, what did you want?
This is recent.
Grade 9, I had a song, a very famous song that I wish like no one will ever find.
What is this song?
What's the song? It's Sono Gwazi. What's the song called?
Oh my gosh.
Wait, before you answer that, when were you in grade 9?
In 2008.
Well, you feel old.
You're old.
2008, yeah.
No, but like I was still a barry there at least. I wasn't a grown man. It's good.
No, you're a baby. Yeah, and I think even with years and age, it really doesn't matter. We kind of put some meaning to it, but I don't relate to it.
It doesn't. It doesn't.
Yeah, it's both at the same time.
If you look at it, how the human body develops, like it takes a certain amount of years for the prefrontal cortex to develop, which is what you use to know properly what's right and wrong. That's why up until a certain age, a child can commit a murder and not go to jail because their brain hasn't fully formed to be able to know that this is wrong and right.
Yeah, sometimes that process delays though. Mm. And that's why we have mental health and disorders. Yeah, so it makes a lot of sense what you're saying, but I still feel like well, words. Because for me, I don't remember 3 years of my life.
Why?
And then like I know I experienced, I did them, but I can't.
But which 3 years are these?
2017, 2018, 2019.
What the fuck happened? Mental illness?
No, I was fine. I was fine. I think there was just a lot going on. And I
so
can't
what, it
really
was traumatic?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
What, that's what you're...
Putting,
what, that's you becoming an adult in that sense.
I was leaving and I was doing things. I was waking up, but I wasn't part of it. I was just, when you're following
so
the
what,
crowd.
Basically,
when you're saying
autopilot.
You're
observing your life being lived, but you're not really living it.
Yeah, that's exactly what
just
happened.
Have you like gone through that and experienced and look back at it like as a moment? I don't know what happened there, but I'm happy that I'm on this side.
It sounds like dissociation, man.
Well, it's even like very confusing since it's 2020. So right when beginning of the year, when I was like, okay, now let me have full control of my life. Like, let me plan ahead. Let me be aware of what's happening. And then lockdown, yeah, boy. And then now, but being on lockdown really helped me in terms of having that enough time to reflect and to actually see it. Oh, that's why.
Create the story that has been your life.
You know?
And see it laid out.
Because even when I'm going through those posts and I'm going through, like, because now I have to go through social media to kind of remind myself of certain things.
Where I was. So social media works like a chapter marker for your life. Oh, man, that was a bad person. Yeah. Who is this guy?
Yeah.
Uyapuz?
No, I don't.
Oh.
What, at all, or you stopped?
I don't drink.
No, I'm saying at all, or you stopped.
Isn't no, you I've never drank. Well, I think I did at a very, very, very young age, and it was in grade four. Because, yeah.
What?
No, it wasn't heavy drinking. Let me explain what happened. What happened was, mom, it was New Year's Eve, and mom bought us everything.
Don't say something that could get your parents arrested. Let's go.
Mama.
Mama.
Yeah, and, you know, so I saw so much alcohol in the fridge, and I took it out to give other kids.
Kids.
Yeah, but you know, kids are naughty, and I was naughty too. And I took it out, and you know, I was famous in Jane that second.
Yeah, she's got the plug.
Got the plug. Imagine, and
the
then
plug to your plug.
And then yeah, it was New Year's, and then yeah, we went back to school. Next thing, when we go back to school, I was a teacher's pet. Like I was like teacher's pleaser. Next thing, we go back to school, and then the principal calls me. Madel, sizwile kuthiwa wena ubunika abantu utshwala. That was the end of me.
You're like, who snitched?
And I was so disappointed. I was disappointed in myself, and I was like, you know what? No more.
So that moment
that
has stopped you from alcohol.
Wow. Reputation, because I wanted to be known as
Have you
good
told the
child.
Story to anybody recently?
No, but someone
so this
asked
is literally
me.
A point of trauma.
Someone asked me last month, actually, when they were offering wine. And they're like, why you don't drink? And I'm like, I don't have a very solid reason. I'm like, when did I decide not to drink?
And that's when you started to remember.
Yeah, and I went
that,
through it.
That
like,
your decision to drink
yeah.
was made by somebody who isn't grateful.
Not for sale to persons under the age of 18.
No, but life is wild.
I know.
Because like there and then, like how old are you ungrateful?
Yeah.
How old are you in grade 4?
It was a very...
You like, geez. You get to school, grade 1, grade 6.
10 years old, right?
Yeah, I think somewhere like
so
that.
So a whole 10-year-old made a decision for an adult.
Yeah.
Mm.
And that is constantly our life. Right now, you're making decisions for the 30-year-old version of yourself and the 40-year-old version of yourself. And you have to hope that...
That's
you
deep.
Just went so deep.
Yeah, so deep.
Yeah,
no, no, but that's actually what happened.
Okay, Peach, I see you, prof. I get that a lot. I get that frequently when I'm tripping. Have you done? Do you do other drugs?
No, no.
No weed.
No weed, nothing. Ngoba ngisho nje, I've always been like a people's pleaser, and I always wanted to be the good child to a point where I was obsessed with it, and
yeah.
I didn't have like a. Not a good life.
You're obsessed with being the good child.
I was, because it's where we from. Where we from, it's a good community, but you know, if you just do follow up on research, Mandeni was like for a very long time, for like a decade, it was one of the small communities with the high number of HIV people, pregnancy. We always had love life here, you know, and I was scared. I was scared.
Like, that's one of the interesting people things about Mandeni. Their love for Jacob Zuma and him being like, yo, bro, get those ARVs to my people. You know, like that policy saved a whole bunch of people in that town, and people from there are very grateful for that. I always find that an interesting fact.
It is because one of the things about Mandeni is that there's so many like factories and and they all like require no
there's
skills.
There's a smoke there.
Yeah, no skills. So everybody from everywhere in the North Coast they come to Mandeni to find a better life. So it's like the small
so it's like the
Joburg
of
the North Coast. Yeah. Koning Dawes in Dwangu so far. Koning Dwangs in Dawes on my paper. I don't want to call like, I mean, companies.
We ain't marketing nobody.
But there's like a number of them. So there was like a lot of people that we didn't know and know. But even.
Yeah, and it's a trucking spot as well for all of like moving. like the factories and stuff. So a lot of truckers come in and out of the country. So that probably led to that as well. How did that affect you? Did you remember any of it? Like the HIV parts of did it affect you in your life?
It did. It was very traumatic. Like I experienced the most of it, even at home. Mom is one advocate when it comes to HIV. She was like that nurse, because when she survived and like she wanted to advocate and assist other people, because it's like, if I can, you can.
Yeah.
So for me, I had like a lot of anger as a kid, because you're like, why? But then when you start seeing like butterflies falling around you, like, as a kid, you're like,
why?
And you just, your parents, you don't want to get to play with boys. You don't want to do anything bad, because if you play boys, with boys,
boys kill.
You're gonna be a butterfly. The next thing, you're gone.
Is this another decision that was made, or?
Yep. I bloomed very late, based on my surroundings.
It's
healthier,
actually. It is a bit healthier. It's safer because your mind is making better decisions.
Yeah, like the definitely more of an adult you are, the healthier it is.
I remember.
But obviously, there is a line where it's like, you're going too far now.
I think you should meet a nice boy now.
Or a bad one, whichever. But
heartbreak is better early. Don't you agree?
Not too early.
Heartbreak.
I think the earlier the better. Okay, not too early.
Heartbreak in high school, bro.
The earlier the better.
Maybe like the matric grade 11 area.
No,
first year.
No, definitely. High school, I did dates. I did dates, but it was.
You weren't an innocent. You're coming to sell yourself.
No, I didn't say I was innocent. I was innocent.
You're selling this. I wanted to be a good girl.
No,
I'm a good girl.
No, I did dates. I did in high school. I did, to a point that when mom found out, she was like, "Hey, Gela." Is there no?
did you experience your first heartbreak in high school?
I was the heartbreaker.
She's the one wrecking everybody's heart. Why aren't you?
No,
I did everything for you.
And that's another thing. I thought I was so good that when I was doing bad, I didn't see what it was wrong.
Like, you were clouded by you wanting to be the good girl so much.
Yeah, like, I mean, I'm fine. So
did you write any songs at that point in time?
Yeah, I wrote a lot of songs.
Slame ass nigga, give me flowers.
I wrote a lot of songs. And I apologize to all the brothers that I broke their hearts.
Are you apologizing now, or you apologized?
Yeah, did you apologize to them, or is it just a vague, bro?
Like, are you apologizing now?
Just in case this.
Hey, yo, this is an exclusive. Zite apologizes.
We'll make sure that we just cut out the specific snippets.
Wait, how can we get you guys?
And put it out there.
Yeah, you know.
And then News24 can write an article about it.
This is the song. It's going to be the outro on the next album. It's just for you.
Are we not supposed to be talking about the goods in here? Like, you know?
You came to sell yourself here. We want the good and the bad.
I would like to apologize to all the people that broke up. It is an official apology.
It's an official apology. No stalkers.
I think
they should be over it by now. If they're not, oh my gosh, they have problems.
I think one is not, because I was so naive. Like,
does he continue to make more money and then say, look, I'm a bit better now?
I don't know. I haven't seen.
But I guess what high school is just yesterday.
Is what her for her?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. It's a distant memory. It's on the horizon for us old people.
I'm still upset about that shit.
I'd humble myself. I'm that person. I don't mind apologizing.
So you matriculated when?
2011.
2011.
Yeah.
And then what did you say to your parents?
Oh, you matriculated 2011.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Nah, dog, if anybody's still caught up on you, brother, they've got issues, man. It's got nothing to do with you. You need to apologize to none of them. In fact, we revoked this apology.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, So ubuhlala apa and trick when school vibes.
Yeah, Mandeni.
Mandeni. So end of Monday. So end of Mandeni, you're leaving, where are you going?
Durban.
Durban, the big city.
The city of dreams.
Was this your plan?
The second game plan? City of dreams.
I'm just gonna finish school and go to Durban.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
UKZN.
Not UKZN. I thought I was gonna go to DUT.
And then.
Cause DUT was famous. Back home, that was the varsity.
That was the varsity.
Like what?
Wow.
So I was like disappointed when
DUT
I.
DUT is
like is the Joburg. What's UJ? What's it?
UJ and UJ.
UJ, yeah, yeah, it's UJ.
Oh, UJ, yeah.
Like your groove. I'm joking.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I was like,
all the pretty girls.
All the pretty girls.
End up in DUT.
Oh. Oh. Yeah.
Ah, but I see show it. What does he show it?
No, I'm just singing. All the pretty girls. I said, oh.
Yeah. So, what did you end up doing?
I did a Bachelor of Social Science.
Quantity?
No, at UKZN.
At UKZN. Yeah. Oh, okay. So, you ended up at UKZN.
I ended up at UKZN, Howard.
Why did you do social science?
My sister was like, are you going to UKZN? I'm like, yeah, Pimangela, Pomina, I'm going to get DUT. Yeah, well, but.
Why did you do social science? I'm like.
Social science because my mom was like, yeah, you can do music, but it doesn't have to be full time. And you were able to balance it in high school, so you can do it after. Because I was accepted for drama DUT. So really, my options were psychology or social work, because that's what I was doing as a high school child too.
Like psychology too intense. Like I'm gonna do social work.
I don't like brains. I wanna help people. Like my mom.
Yeah. No, it was part of us. So there's a welfare back home to our Equis welfare center. So Muntu grew up there. Mm. So you been like.
It made sense for you.
Social welfare, all of that. It was effortless for me to be part of it.
So how's the actual theory behind that? Is it interesting or is it?
For psychology.
For social science.
Science.
Do you care at all?
Yeah. that's the actual question. Did you actually care about it once you started doing it?
I did, yes, I did. I still have all my assignments.
You kept all your assignments?
Because.
Teachers spent even away from school.
No, because I always excelled in theory, so. You know, it's one of the reasons why last year, well, for 2 years, I worked in high school. I went and worked in high school back home to Sestenga ML Sultan because I wanted to explain to the kids, actually, if you are this person, you can have these options. If you are this kind of person,
career guidance.
Career guidance, even subject selection, because the problems start from grade 9. If people go to grade 10 based on friendships, which was me. I took.
So
I took.
To from the mistakes.
From the mistakes.
Listen, don't be like me.
Don't be like me. You know. Don't be like me.
Like if science is kicking your ass, it's kicking your ass. Don't touch it.
Just change it so that you reach your full potential, not to please friends or please parents. So for me, when I started studying, I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed actually writing theory.
So it sounds like for the bulk of time where you're away from music.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't.
During all of this,
I wasn't.
Like, yo, can you get that studio time? Or like,
I was writing songs. I was at Afrotainment doing promos, and then I was doing content creation for my music video. I did Amateke Tseke, that video.
What's it called,
Oh, Babe Sotuman, Big Nas.
That's all you wanted to hear,
Babes Odumo. Babes Odumo doesn't know Babes Odumo.
I'm cultured swine.
How's Babes Odumo culture?
Babes Odumo is a key point. We'll not slander Babes Odumo on the show.
I'm not slandering, but I'm saying
you're approaching slander, my friend. You're approaching slander.
I wasn't slander.
We do not speak about Babes with you right now.
Before the music video happens.
Is he in love?
Can you carry on about the music video?
No, yeah, the music video, I was doing wardrobe, and yeah, I was part of that team. And then, so that was my varsity years. I was all over the place. I was excited because I'm in Durban. Like, yo, Durban, the artists are here, the music is here. And I was doing a lot of house and house covers. Yeah, I did some songs.
Do you like house? What?
I enjoy house. I love house because I enjoy dancing. But I realized, you know what, to secure a career as a vocalist,
yeah.
I can't be like a full house.
Full blown house art.
Yeah, because they can always play your music without you.
Yeah. DJ.
DJ, they'll call that DJ.
They can't perform it though.
Yeah, they can't perform it. But I am looking out for collaborations with DJs. But for me, for now, it's like, let me just experience what I want. And like 40-year-old and 30-year-old decisions, like, that was me. I'm like,
I've made bad decisions. I'm making good ones now.
You see. So, yeah, so that was my experience in varsity. And even during varsity, lecturers knew me because I was that child who will have stories when she has to submit. And I remember my final year, which was a year where I was supposed to be focused. I went to Joburg for a TV show for like 4 months
show was this
though? Mnet's Mzansi Magic Clash of the Choirs.
Oh, did you sing on it?
I was singing there.
Didn't you edit that?
I shot part of. It doesn't matter. That's not edited.
Yeah.
Wait,
who was the one who selected you guys?
Our choir master was Urobi Maling, the late legendary Urobi Maling.
Ah, man, Urobi.
Yeah. So that was a cool time, man. That was a cool time.
Rockstar time.
Yeah, Robbie loves talking.
We were the happy choir, hence we won because we were happy during rehearsals.
What did your mom say when she saw you on TV?
Robbie knew what he was doing, though.
Definitely.
No. She then was like, "You wanna sing?" Because she was telling people, "Watch her." Like when I went back home, people were telling me, "Would say, hi, your mom every Sunday." She will tell us, "Ningakhohle, nimbukele." I'm like, my mom is not like out there. She plays it on a download. So when I heard all those things, I was like, how cute. And yeah, so that's when she was like, okay, we are talented. We will support you.
Aww. And then you cried.
No, I didn't cry.
She went to the bathroom and then.
I was like, yo, finally, you're rising.
How did you feel in that moment? Because, like, I know a TV show, the lights are on, the food is free, you're taking ridden everywhere. How was that feeling for you?
What, Clash?
Yeah, Clash.
It was amazing. I realized then, because it was all the provinces.
Yeah.
So I was like, all of us, we want to be somebody. I was observing. It was season 2. Oh, okay.
I'll check it out.
It was in the mall.
Yeah, it was in the mall. I was that girl. I was behind the scenes. Yeah, well, don't look down. I was checking all the productions. I was like, you guys go for the mic. I want to learn the business.
Shout out to you.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you earlier, Oguti, when you made the decision, Oguti, I don't know. I think you said, like, I want to do this. Like, it was the way you decided. I forgot what it was. But, like, do you think, like, in business now always, or is it more artist?
Business and artist. Now, I respect the arts and the creative industry so much so that my dream is to see all the creatives and artists becoming wealthy and appreciated for what they're doing, besa pila, you know. So I realized, you know what? I don't know what's the word, but I've placed myself.
You guys won.
Yes, really? That's me. Hey, what's the curse? Yeah, this is Nezi from Idols, the runner-up last year. We have Lungi K. Like, I'm so proud of my team because they're all doing well.
But But I guess also this helps in terms of giving you an internal story to be like, I can actually do this.
I can actually do this, yeah.
It gives the people permission to continue pushing for their dreams. Definitely. You are still also pushing as well.
Definitely. We spoke about it actually yesterday. I was with the girls and we're like, actually, whenever you kind of feel low, when you know, Wuti, you were part of that amazing,
like remember Clash,
like, you know, you no, kind of feel that was like
God was like,
I'm somebody, you know, like, I see you.
It's like a window into your 40-year-old you. This is how you could be living, bro. Work hard.
Wait, was JR part of the season 2 one?
JR was, Michael Sickle Bill, that's JR, right?
Khatalina.
Sure. Don't expose me like that. JR was I can't remember now. My head is all over. But there was Jeba, Double HP.
Rest in peace.
Such an amazing teddy bear. Oh my gosh. There was Ubanilo, Dynamite Diddy Lam too.
Dynamite. Who sugar smacked?
That's such
like
a weird decision. Like, this guy's a full-blown rapper. Like, because like my thing is, I understand JR because like he's actually quite musically inclined. But like, come on, dog.
Check. Gotta get that check. Check.
I love him.
Like squad camp choir master. Like, what's going on?
Gotta get that check. Check.
I love him. He's amazing. Like, and there was Zion from the Liquid Deep. There was Monewa, there was Simpiwe Dana. Who else am I forgetting? Judith Sepuma. Yo.
I feel based on all these people being what Judith or the, are you sure? Okay, cool. I feel like the competition
was sure. Between
no, but right, Robbie was gonna take it, bro.
As in like full blown musician.
The, yes.
I think when you look at them,
Sugar Smacks if it's
Sugar Smacks was the top three, the final three was Sugar Smacks, Monewa, and us.
Sorry.
I'm trying to distract him. Please.
I will stop.
Stop drinking sugar. It's bad for you.
No, yes. Drink it.
Sugar.
Drink it.
Enjoy it.
Bad cancer.
Bad decisions for a 40-year-old.
Chemotherapy at 60. Let's do this.
No. I refuse.
Only sugar.
It's only today. It's not like my daily thing.
Outside of yesterday and the day before. And I'm drinking. No. I'm drinking.
What is your daily thing? Monday to Friday, what do?
I jog or I go to the gym. I'm joking.
The things so you want to you say. Mean, man. No, I wake up at 5 a.m. Go for my morning jog.
I do not have a routine.
You don't have a skincare routine, bro?
No, I don't. So you don't. Just like it. I am.
So it's just sunlight and green bar.
I am that soap girl and Vaseline girl. Man's. So no complications. Like my wardrobe doesn't have so many products. I know my friends; they have a lot of products. The scrub, the mask, the what, and I'm just
yes, the bands. Oh, it hydrates.
Woo! Ni lucky got like meals are so lucky.
You know what we do?
What you do?
We do like fast. We cycle. We run.
We run.
You know, I haven't done it in like 6 weeks, but that's what we do.
Great skin. Look at that.
We got video now. Look at my skin.
And intermittent fasting.
Yeah, and intermittent fasting. It's good for you. But not for you. You're too skinny.
No.
No. What do you do to take care of your health?
I make sure I eat every day.
So it's like slop chips is fine.
No, I
slop chips and white bread, man. It goes ahead.
I don't like chips. But my weakness is ice cream from like sugar.
Yeah, you mentioned that already.
It Did I?
But still, it's like that Woolies ice cream. Have you tried that hazelnut? Is it hazelnut? Is it the hazelnut? Is it the hazelnut or something from Woolies?
I'm not an ice cream fan.
No, but dog, Woolies. You know Woolies and the QC, bro.
I know you and Woolies. Probably you see on the line and Woolies. See those white people snacks? Prof would grab like kale chips.
No, these are nice. No, I've never tried
something
chips.
Weird like that.
But so your rice tortoni.
Beetroot chips, okay.
But in your defense, you put me on to those fruit chandises, the dried fruit.
The dry fruits, oh yeah, those ones are very
my
nice.
Nigga, I respect you for that. Yeah.
Those ones are nice. Yeah. No, I make sure I eat, but I need to do more. I'm not.
We'll just keep going through your Facebook, see your friends gaining weight, and be like, is that me? I'm
gaining. Hey, born about swine. Set you, Matsi.
But today I did go to the gym.
Yeah? That's why you were late.
Yeah.
I just want to get that glow from the gym.
So that my voice can sound fit. My voice is very fit.
So, do you like push-ups before you get on stage to sing as well? Like, if
push-ups?
No, but something to get your blood going, because like you're saying, it affects your voice, right?
No, I just pray.
Ah.
I pray.
So, what was the process when you were recording the album? Well, the album is really good, guys. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Nice. The process, I struggled because I did the whole EP during winter.
Yeah.
And I was in Joburg, so it was.
So it's a real winter.
It was that winter plus.
Not the play winter.
No moya wakona utrai. I at some points I had this thing, I don't know what it is, when you see your ears are kind of like blocked. Yeah. I went through the most, and my nose, like, everything was hard because...
Sinus, ne?
When you get to Joburg, une sinus, mo vuga in the morning, we are unclean. When you're sleeping at night, totally we're not done. But now I'm in the zone, and the voice just goes like, sorry.
Not today.
You need like a humidifier, something to trick your body into thinking that you're still in Durban.
Yeah.
It was like I've always heard I'm a artist. I remember when we had ladies from Joyous mentoring us during Ignite. Mm. They'll tell us what to put in a scarf around your neck so that you keep your chest and neck warm, and you'd be like, that's just some white things going on.
You guys are going overboard. Can't
you know, honey ginger, and you just like, guys, relax. The voice is
I've been
here.
Doing this all my life.
You know, hi.
But you haven't been doing it all day, every day, this long all your life.
In this temperature.
2,000 kilometers from the sea. Sorry, prof.
This is why like people take shots of brandy or whiskey as well before performing.
Michael Bublé.
Yeah, some do, yeah. So it was a struggle, but I managed to. And
so the intro, like the intro sounds like.
It do good. It's also the name of
that. Like?
It's also the name of the EP.
Yeah. Mm.
So that's your thing.
Yeah. Like I've been that girl.
I was like, hey, repeat that shit.
Yeah. We're playing it from work.
Oh,
she's nice. Like, yo, play the intro again.
Yeah, no. The intro, Ituku, is a song we sing back home. So I've been interested, Wuti, you know what, to tell stories from back home and actually share the experiences. So I wanted to actually like evoke those home feelings to someone. Because, you know, sometimes we kind of like don't gel into who we are based on like how times change. So that the intro was all about just later the experience of Esqaweni. So that's why my
tell Prof what's in Esqaw.
Esqaw, wow. Esqaw is
even learning your own language today.
No, but it's the English when you have to explain it in English. But
English.
I would say it is when there are celebrations, there is an open place, open air place where we go, where we will perform. And where the ceremony will happen. So whether it is the makoti, umshado,
like dance floor.
It's like, yeah, it's that open place in the ground. But
it's a Zulu amphitheater.
It's a Zulu happy theater. So, oh, is that what? Did you Google that?
No, I just made that up. It's an amphitheater.
Yeah, it's amphitheater. So the interesting thing is that it means something for every ceremony and for every particular reason. So it's nice. Where like nyangas will come and traditional healers. I'm Zuluring. Yeah, like where traditional healers will come, pray over the place and protect the place for the, you know, for anything. Even nasemhlangeni indawo yaqiniso, yeah, because you don't
want the bad vibes.
You don't get excited when you're there. Mm. Yeah, men don't get excited. Any men that have been there to watch those girls, amachichi, they don't get excited, and that's the magic of everything.
Excited, like on the face.
Exactly.
I guess not. Not on the face.
Yeah, it's a weird thing because it's like almost like Western clothing sexualizes the female body.
Yeah.
So it's almost like the act of covering it up creates the desire.
For one to wonder.
Especially this lovely new trend of ladies wearing sporting garments out and about. I love the trend. Shout your bodies, ladies. We love to watch.
Yeah.
I mean,
celebrating women.
I just watch, you know. It's nice to look. Women are trouble.
Women are beautiful.
They are, but trouble is beautiful in itself. Who did your album cover? It's beautiful.
Who did my album cover? Oh my gosh. I worked with so many people. Oh no. Wait.
It's this one.
It's that one. That was Tabiso DBN.
Tabiso DBN.
Yeah. Tabiso DBN.
But did he do it for free?
No, I paid them. Okay, I paid.
Well done.
Yeah.
Put the money in.
Yeah, no, I invested in that project. That was all me and.
Yeah, cocaine.
Yeah, I know.
And then graphic designer, or was it him still?
No, oh, okay. The photographer is Simpio Mkwanas.
Okay.
From Johannesburg. And then the graphic designer, which is just that writing, it's Tabiso DBN.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gorgeous. Check it out. Itugu by Zinhle Matela.
It's a EP.
It's nice.
Thank you.
It's very South African, you know, in its core. It reminds you of the music you heard in between Itor. But you've taken it into a modern... Change the tone of voice. Yeah, sound a bit like Rihanna. You know, not to say that you did that, but it's interesting. What inspired the name?
It's learning about the power and the strength from Iduku, and being one person who wears it as well, I realized Ugoti. When I was in varsity, whenever I'll have my hair and, you know, walking on campus and stuff, yeah, we're like, hey, Z, hey. Someone, hi, says, shori, all that, yeah, boom. But whenever I'm wearing Iduku, it was just like, someone, and Gosses, and there was just the respect yeah, boom. And I could tell the difference. So it's okay. Even the approach from anyone, from any gender, and even Abantu Abadala, it was different. And I fell in love with that because I had
the power.
I had the power, the strength, you know. And one of the things that inspired it was learning Uti actually, even how it came about for us women in our Zulu culture is more to be like, don't be too pretty. Don't get too much attention. Goba, you simzini manje yabo. It's a foreign gamut. It's not a gamut that we've always had as Aba Amazulu. So it was like hlonipisa, you know. So that because bathi in amandla umuntu osifazana sezinwelenzi zakhe. So you know. So it was like hide that.
Medusa.
Hide that, yeah, but see, now we like, you know, whatever that used to oppress us, now we wear it with pride and we are rebranding it and putting different meaning to it. So, and then as I was, and I started selling them when I was right off the varsity.
You moving them ducks, bro?
I was like, people used to be like, where do you get them, yeah, bro? And I had a landlord, she was from Malawi.
Yeah.
So she would give me fabrics, and whenever I wear them, people would be like, where are you getting them? And that time, if they were very scarce, that was 2012, 2013, 2014.
Shame, you got a hustler mentality, Shame. I fuck with you, bro. Give me a pound. I'll fuck with you, bro.
So, and then I was like, okay, I started selling them, and then people ask me questions, and I started getting interviews for me to talk about it too. I was like, oh.
Wow, that's wild.
I'm like, okay. And then I told them, Muguti, I mean, you could find fabric or material anyway, but I'm just telling a story. And that's what we're selling. We're selling a story, we're selling an experience, because it could be any fabric, but once you put it in your head, it tells a different meaning. Because I remember, even Kunomngcwabo, there was a family that asked me to come and bring amadugu and ngibachukulise, you know. And for me, it was more like I'm becoming a iduku. Hence, I always say nami ngiduku, meaning, I mean, you know,
you're doing the same thing with the power.
Yeah,
people
and
greeting you.
Greeting
now.
And also I learned to go to
a
flag.
It's like a metaphor in a sense.
It is. Yeah, but and the flag, the South African flag. A flag in Zulu, we say iduku. So iduku lesizwe. So I realized it was actually Nami, I must symbolize something, some experience in my life, and that's when I decided it's okay. My EP, I'll call it iduku, and each and every song will symbolize a certain message about where I come from and experiences.
So you just back to process. You recorded it where, here or Joburg or both?
In Joburg, because I was struggling to find studios where I'll pay. It is so weird because it's like you want, like most people I knew, Vele, but it's more like people will be like, no, you could come by, Yabo.
So
no, you can come.
You just book a session.
It's like, no, I want
like
to book
and social, and if we record.
Like, yeah.
No, I want to.
I want to know what's
in. They find 25 other rappers in the queue.
You
like,
know. So a friend of mine, Given Zulu, was like, okay.
The only person featured in your EP.
Because he's the producer. He
I figured, produced. Yeah.
But the one, Udlalile Ngam, was produced by DJ Nduna from back home, Emandeni.
Shout out to Giving back home. You know, I got the plug.
Even Given is from back home. School
oh, shit.
Night.
Yeah. It's a
Mandeni
connect.
It's a Mandeni thing. I'm keeping
That's
it
dope,
here.
Dog.
I'm keeping it home. We were in a band together with Given. It was called Fingers. It was an a cappella group. And we were doing very well. And then school varsity happened. And then everyone was all over the place.
Yeah.
But
nice to link up again.
Yeah, it was nice to link up. And he was doing very well, producing for Amanda Black, Amifaku. So I was like,
this sound there. So Given is behind this sound.
No, yeah. He's like,
his hands is in there.
So I had kept on sending him like samples and voices. But he then locked it up and be like, yo,
this is what we're doing.
Yeah. No, I definitely do. Because I was like, I need to take isiqhawo and I need to represent. Because I was like, I could sing any type of music. I'm
but
versatile.
Something that has meaning to
but
you.
I was like, I need to have some meaning.
Is this the music people back home listen to?
Yeah.
So this is why it's important for you to keep to the sound so that people from back home could can kind of hear you again. But I still want you on some rap hooks, bro. I want you on an electro song, bro.
I'm definitely doing that. I was in a hip-hop group called Mad Squad.
A hip-hop group. Was that with Celeste?
Mad Squad.
Oh, yeah. I was Mad Squad.
Mad Squad.
Who was in that group?
Mad Love.
Yeah.
Flame. Chaga Flame.
Did you have an AKA as well? Or did you just go by your real name?
No, those were their stage names.
No, I was asking if you had a stage name at that point.
I mean, oh yes! I was Crazy Love.
Crazy Love.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I was Crazy Love.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And then... And yo, that was the experience. That was very fun.
Did you name it after the song?
Which song?
Crazy in Love.
Oh, I thought you were talking about, I mean, my song. My
song. Crazy Love.
I have a song, Crazy Love. I think in everything that I was doing, I would make sure that I put Crazy Love because I need to put myself out there. Even on the lyrics, I'm like...
We were speaking about this earlier in the call with Prof. Ukuthi, I believe Ukuthi, an artist, a good artist, ne, either has a lot of confidence in themselves and so they can express themselves, or they've created an alter ego that they can.
Yeah.
I'm not this person. I'm the alter. It wasn't me.
It was.
Yeah.
So which are you?
Maybe a bit of both.
That's not too far away from you.
I think sometimes I'm like,
are you the same person on stage as you are right now?
I flirt a lot on stage, apparently.
I think she hasn't woken her up. She's still coming.
I flirt a lot on stage. For me, it's like I don't finish a song without going to like somebody, singing into someone, or whether it's a lady.
It was I.
It's amazing engagement, you know? And I think the other years, I think that's why I got like some bookings in like conferences and certain events, because they're always on that setup where you could walk around. And you'll be like, Gitando ena. And then that table will be like, they will laugh at that person. But yeah, well, it keeps the conference alive. And even on weddings.
Have you gotten tips at conferences, bro? Have you been that good?
Where?
Have you gotten a tip at a conference?
The craziest one was the...
I thought I'd be playing.
No, yo, that was so weird. It was the first time performing in a golf event where they're bidding money, yabo.
Sure.
And it was in Pretoria. And then one guy came and then he dropped money and then it started becoming a competition.
Who can drop the most money?
I got more money than what I was paid for the gig.
So you basically got a live experience of OnlyFans.
Of what?
OnlyFans.
It wasn't even. I don't think it was about me. It was about those companies. They took the whole. What's that thing called?
So like, they were just flexing competitive
edge.
No, that setup that they do when, they say, okay, we are selling this painting for.
Or auction.
Auction, yeah. And then they invited private banks. So for every item, because they were raising money for a charity.
Yeah.
So I was just there to entertain all those clients.
Sure.
I want more golf events. Golf?
Like, What stupid thing you buy with that money?
No. I bought a camera.
Don't I?
I bought myself a Nikon D5 300.
No, that's a solid purchase. You went and invested it. That's what you did.
Yeah, I try to be smart sometimes. You see,
So you didn't make a stupid purchase?
No, I don't. I'm very stingy.
I
don't play with money.
Only clothes. Even a corner stingy.
I thrift. I go to Dunusa. Secondhand clothes. Yeah, but only few items that I love. I decided, like, okay, my money is going. But secondhand shops, that mean your flea markets, that's me. That's where I am. Yeah, I was part of Vintage Gang. There's a gang.
Dude, I remember that.
Yes.
Yeah. I actually have pictures on my cloud I can pull of you right now. If you're in that gang.
Oh, my gosh, with now. The crazy haircuts and the Duke and some of
Did
them.
Did you have the afro?
Yeah, I also had afro. So I was playing your afro, the cuts, and the Duke.
I'm going to post these pictures on the website page.
Oh, no.
I'm going to post them. Right here.
So you're going to look for them. How many thousands of photos do you have?
They're at the top of my OneCloud.
Oh, wow. So it's just
They're just like, they're just photos at top. I'm always seeing them.
This is me. I was a cute baby, man. Come on now.
Wait. Which one is you? This one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, shame. You're still a baby here.
Yeah. Like
these barries.
We were driven girls. Hence, I'm saying.
Are you still friends with these girls?
Yeah. And they're all doing amazing.
That's great stuff. Anyways, Inhle Madela, it was beautiful having you.
It was awesome.
Thank you.
When you're recording a song with Prof, he hasn't asked. He asked every musical girl.
Ask me.
Hey, do you want to do a song together?
As soon as possible.
Donna.
I think that's like the best answer I've ever heard.
That is the best.
Give me some credit.
Black House Talk. Zinhle Madela. Follow us. Deeply Rooted DBN. Check out the Youth Mag, man. We're on the website as well. deeplyrooted.co.za/radio.dr. Zinhle Madela. Prof. Naim Blue. Silo.
Yeah, this was good.
Out. This was good. We out.
Thank you for listening. If you made it this far, we love you.